I'm Anthony Smith, WRPR News. As students get closer to graduation, finding a job is a top priority. But with potential employers now turning to social media to do background checks on prospective employees, many students are getting turned down because of the questionable content that they post on the internet. I sat down with Dr. Eileen Quaglino, career advisor at the Cahill Center at Ramapo College, to get an idea on just how detrimental social media could be to a student.
I think employers are trying to use social media to check out applicants. And there's a big controversy right now as to whether or not it is legal for employers to ask an applicant for their either Facebook password or LinkedIn password so that they can actually go in and look at their Facebook account and LinkedIn account. My opinion is that it should be illegal. I don't think people should be asked to do that because that's private information.
Students who continue to post questionable content on the internet can be digging their own grave when it comes to finding a job, Dr. Quaglino said.
If they do see something on Facebook that they think is inappropriate, you know, someone posts a picture of themselves with a drink in their hand or scantily dressed or whatever kind of inappropriate behavior you could think of. If they post that kind of behavior and an employer sees it, the employer is immediately going to disqualify that person from the position.
Dr. Quaglino thinks that keeping one important thing in mind will keep you out of trouble when applying for a job.
Everything you put on that web, you have to think of has the potential of becoming public.
With graduation quickly approaching, it has never been more important for students to keep a clean image on the internet. For WRPR News, I'm Anthony Smith.